Welcome to the Twiniversity Podcast, a podcast created exclusively for parents of twins. I am Natalie Diaz, mother of twins, Twiniversity founder, and best-selling author of What to Do When You're Having To. Our goal at Twiniversity is to genuinely make sure that you guys always feel connected, that we figure out ways to laugh at the little things, and we teach you a few tricks along the way. And that is truthfully what we hope this podcast is about to do. So let's get this party started. Today we are talking to one of my all-time favorite mamas, Miss Meg Collins. Meg is a Californian mom of two girls, and just by me telling you their names, you will know who she is. Ready? All right, her daughters are Alice and Lucy. Yes, if you put it together, Meg is the founder of Lucy's List, which is the go-to online spot for gear reviews and practical and honest advice for all new parents. There is nobody that I'd rather debate this topic with than Meg. So today we are talking about the great double stroller debate. Without further ado, let's meet Meg. Well, hello there, Meg.
Well, hello there, Natalie. How are you?
I'm wonderful. As far as like knowing gear, you, my friend, are it.
Thank you, darling. As are you.
Oh, no, no, as are you.
No, 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 no.
And this is why we love each other.
I know. We get nothing done, but...
coast-to-coast gear experts. Before we get into our double stroller stuff, so on Lucy's List, right, you have your fancy webpage that everybody's talking about. What are, like, your most read lists? Like, is there, like, one list that you notice that everybody's, like, reading?
Well, the registry, so you mean twin specific, I assume?
No, even just the right, because you do like sippy cups and stuff too. So
it's not just
twin stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I think our most popular content in terms of gear is what we call the registry basics, which kind of evolved from the first time that I went to a baby shower of a friend. And this is many years ago now, probably like 10, I'm dating myself. This is like probably 10 or 12 years ago. And, you know, I didn't have kids at all. So I'm printing out her registry at the Babies R Us. And I'm not even kidding when I said it was 47 pages. Mm. She went crazy. And all the paper started falling on the floor because the tray became full.
It got full? Yeah, so it just started spitting out pages.
And it was just like, and then they're like, someone opened the door and like some wind came in. And it's just like,
oh my goodness.
Pages flying all around the store. And it was very like, it was like a metaphorical moment for me because I was like, oh my God. And you know, you're in this big box warehouse store and I know nothing about anything. And I finally was like, rectal thermometer.
That's what I'll get.
And of course I'm like, rectal thermometer? Why would you do that?
That poor baby.
So then when I became pregnant, not much longer after that, I'm like, okay, this is bullshit. We're not going to do that. Good. That's crazy. And also we lived in a very small apartment in San Francisco. We just didn't have the space for a lot. And frankly, we didn't have any money either.
Yeah.
So we really wanted to keep it minimalist. I mean, it wasn't that we wanted to keep it minimalist. We were sort of forced into that. And I remember, so we sort of, sorry, I'm sort of like deviating from your question here, but
no, I like it.
We kind of got the bare minimum of what we heard we needed. Cause I remember being like, what do I need? And everyone was like, oh, I don't know. Like just throwing ideas.
A rectal thermometer.
You definitely need a rectal thermometer. If nothing else, I got like the cheapest car seat known to man. I borrowed a stroller from a friend. I just changed the diapers on my bed. And I basically just learned everything the hard way. Oh, and then because I was unemployed, very important part of the story, I was like a mom's group fanatic.
Good.
Because I was very lonely and I just felt like I didn't belong anywhere anymore. Didn't know any other moms. So I was hitting up all the local moms groups in San Francisco, which is quite easy because, you know, it's like a dense city and blah, blah, blah. So, and I would spy on people and I would be like, oh, what she got there, huh? oh, this is a Kiko car seat. It's got this little thing. And I'd be like taking notes and be like, okay. And then you kind of like, you know, over time, you sort of recognize patterns and like, what is everybody buying? And, and so Lucy's List started out really simple. It was just the registry basics, which I numbered 1 through 10 on purpose because I wanted people to feel like there was like a finite list of categories of stuff that they needed. So anyway, that's the registry basics, and it's the 10 items. It's sleeping, feeding, diapering, yada, yada. And that's probably our most – because you know how it is when you first become pregnant. You're like, oh, my God, what do I need? And so that's
– I know.
That's the story of registry basics.
Yeah, well, that's why everybody's going to be listening to this because they're like, oh, my God, just tell me what stroller.
And then for twins, I can only imagine, right?
It's cuckoo.
And the reason that we started the twins section was because, we had a great twin mom who was writing for us, and she was like, you know, when you first become pregnant with twins, there's this big question of like, do I need double of everything?
Yeah.
And I was like intrigued by that topic because back to simplicity, like, God, I hope not for your sake.
Amen, sister.
But the answer is some things yes and some things
some
no.
Some things so. Yes, and the stroller is definitely the one thing of the yes.
Oh, of course.
So we have
when it came to the twins registry guide, we also wanted to keep it in that same simple format and just adapt it to the needs of a twin parent. So
Well,
that's how it all started.
You definitely did it. So today we're going to talk about double strollers, and Meg and I already have come up with a few things that we want to tell you. So the first thing that I want to talk about is this whole side-by-side versus tandem versus inline.
Yes.
Let the fighting begin.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. So Meg decided that she does not think that tandem and inline should be considered separate animals. While this chick is like, yeah, because I feel like they're very, very separate, the inline versus tandem. So let's talk about what they are, okay? So side by side, clearly, guess what that is, Meg?
That would be two strollers side by side, smushed together, if you will.
Two little puppies side by side, smushed together that they could hold hands. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So
if you could envision this whole thing. Then there's the tandem.
The
tandem is, Megs, tell us.
Well, the tandem is when the seats are, I guess we can't say they're in line.
No, you could not.
They are, it's the width of a single. But one seat is forward and one seat is behind that one.
Correct, Amanda. So, and then this is where it gets
ugly.
That's it. It's the inline. So inline, to me, I say it's when you see strollers that have stadium seating, as they say. So it's almost like one baby leveled on top of another. And many inline strollers are never developed as a double independent stroller. Most inline strollers are single strollers. Yeah, with a second seat attachment.
And they're no
good
They're no good for twins in my
opinion. No, that's not true. See, while I thought that, I was anti inline. Mm-hmm. I was like, inlines, poo poo, I hate those. And Kate from Britax was like, why do you feel so strongly about this? You're absolutely out of your mind. I'm going to give you some inline strollers. Send them out to the country. Out of the people that use them, I swear to you, many of them change full-time to the inline for the conveniences that it had.
It is a great convenience. It's very small. It's the size of a single. It's very maneuverable. However, it's a big seat, what I call a big seat, little seat disparity situation.
Oh, I like the word disparity.
Because, like, you know, when you have an older child and a younger child, the big seat, little seat lends itself to that very, very nicely.
Yes.
But with twins, they're the same. Well, more or
ish.
Less.
Ish. Yes.
And that little seat on the inline usually has a very low weight limit.
Yeah.
Of
and
30
also
to 35 pounds. So my only thing with the inline is that you're going to be limited in how long you can use it.
Yeah.
Conversation. No, this is very interesting.
If there was a battle of the stroller choices, not the stroller, like the specific, you know, like what brand, but if you had to say, this is the one to get, do you think that one would win over another? Like, what would you?
No, because I think they're so specific to the person's needs. So, like, inline is awesome because it's so tight and maneuverable. So, if you live in a super tight place, like a city, and you have to squeeze it through, you know, and you need to like turn on a dime type thing, that's obviously going to be your best, your most nimble pick, right?
We should really title this the Great Double Stroller Debate.
We should.
Because now
I can talk all day about
strollers. Oh, man. Yo, so could this girl. Who has two thumbs and could talk about strollers all day? this girl. So my thing about the inline is that while it is super narrow and compact, so it has a low profile from, you know, from where you're standing to the edge of the stroller, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit squatter. And then, of course, it's narrower side to side. But we're sacrificing all of that basket space.
Yeah.
And where, Meg, am I putting my diaper bag?
You hang it from the back, you hang it from the handlebar.
Oh, you mean over my second baby's face?
Well, if you've got to tighten it up, so you got to tighten it.
Oh, Meg, is that what that is? Is that what's hanging above my baby's brains? Is it two full bottles?
By the way, I have to say something really funny about the inline strollers. I get emails all the time from people. So everyone's like, okay, here's my situation. I've got three kids and one of them weighs, and they're like giving me like just all the vital stats of the kid. He's 42 inches tall. And I'm like, oh geez, get to the point. Anyway. And I'll read it and I'll, you know, deliberate and I'll say, oh, have you checked out the Phil and Ted's, you know, Voyager or whatever. And they write me back, and it's usually the husband, not to pick on husbands. And he'll go, you mean the one where the second kid is on the ground?
The floor,
staring
baby.
Staring at the butt of the first kid? Oh, I don't know what kind of parent you think I am, but I would never do that to my second.
That's the worst thing we're going to do to that kid in its lifetime.
And by the way, the second child loves that rear seat.
Yes!
Like, little kids, they love it because they can get in and out by themselves.
Oh, they
and they're like right next to you.
It's like a clubhouse.
But people
it's like
get so angry.
Clubhouse. Yeah. So that's the inline thing. I have a problem because there's a lot of stroller companies that then make like saddlebags that go onto the side of the stroller.
Yep.
Yeah, but then Meg, then we just increase the width of the stroller, and then why don't we just freaking get a side by side? You know what I'm saying?
Totally. Yes.
So that's my.
I'm not a huge fan of the inline for the twins, I gotta tell you.
But if it's the only thing that fits, then clearly, guys, you don't have a choice. You gotta go with an inline stroller. So,
and you know what? They fit in every car trunk.
Yes. But it depends, because sometimes you have to take wheels off to fold that second seat, because not every inline stroller could be folded with that second seat still attached.
True. Now the Britex Be Ready can, which is why I love it so much.
Yeah, which is why it's definitely a top twin pick, I would say.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're having a little bit of issues with their wheels right now, but that's another matter. Yeah.
Well, so that's our inline choices. Then the next one, let's go with tandem. Now I really only consider there to be one tandem that I really love.
I know what you're going to say.
You love it too, though.
The City Select.
No.
No?
Meg! No, not at all. The City Select wouldn't even make that list. It did make the list once upon a time, right? But then that little company called Contours made
Options Elite,
mm-hmm. which just knocked my socks off. So here's the thing. Let's rip off the Band-Aid.
Okay, so let's talk about those two real quick, because I have strong feelings there.
I have strong feelings too. I'm going first because this is my podcast and I'm going to make an executive decision, because I have to say something because I need twins to hear this before you listen to Meg's propaganda.
So, propaganda.
So my problem with the City Select is the same problem that I have with the Vista.
Uh-huh.
That's the same problem that I have with many strollers, which is, if you could buy a stroller that is a single stroller that has a second seat attachment, my friends, that is not a twin stroller. That is a 1+1 stroller. When those companies design those, not saying that they don't give a crap about us, because they love us and they're like, hey, listen, we're going to help you out. But they were never designed as a true twin, because if it was designed as a true twin, first of all, it would have a complete frame. It would have like a solid frame with no additions. And I don't know. I understand, like, I've spoken to the people from these companies and they're like, but you know, it's always nice to have the flexibility of being able to convert to a single stroller. Meg, I got to tell you the truth. I don't know one twin parent that's like, I love the flexibility of being able to convert it in 35 minutes into a single again.
No, that's a one. That's a parent with multiple kids who are of differing ages.
Yes.
Yes.
So it's the same thing. So it's the 1+1. And then when you have the 1+1, you get a single basket.
Yeah.
Because that basket was only made for a single stroller. Sometimes, like you said, with the Be Ready and the inline, you have two seats that have two different weights. You can't, not every stroller is like, okay, you could do 50-50. You know, right. Where you could do 35-35. Some of them are like, you could do 50 on top, 35 on the bottom, right? Or 35 in the front.
Right.
So this is truthfully, Meg, like if I had to have like a twin mom soapbox, this is one of the ones I stand on, because people think, oh, you know what? It's narrow. It's beautiful. It's trendy. Let me get this stroller because this is the one that I see everybody. All my singleton friends are using it. And look, I could use it too because I could buy that second seat. And then you bring it home. And what nobody's thinking about is, when you add a second seat onto a single stroller, you're really giving up footwell space.
Mm-hmm.
So in the beginning, when nobody's wearing shoes, it doesn't matter. But
right.
As your kids get older and they have to wear shoes, those freaking stupid bottoms of the shoes are like the kids are walking on like snowshoes. They're so big and they're so sturdy and they're not flexible.
Right.
So depending on the configuration of how you put the seats, it really becomes a problem with getting that kid in and out because their shoes get stuck.
Especially New Yorker kids.
Hello, we have to wear fancy shoes.
Our kids in California, they don't wear shoes at all because they're just hippies. So
we're freezing. We would have
frostbite.
They
just walk around barefoot all day.
I'm moving right now. That's it.
I do understand what you're saying.
Yeah, that's my issue with that. And we talk about it a lot in Twiniversity class. It's something that comes up because everybody looks to these 1+1s and I'm like, guys, listen. And then I also say, well, I'm going to tell you guys too. And it's something that, like, I feel it's important to always be discussed at Twiniversity. Guys, my word is not law. FYI, just because I don't like something, if you fell in love with something because the stitching on the handle was just something that rocked your universe, or you particularly liked a color, or you love the inside shade cover, like, get it.
Right.
Get it. Like, use it. Love it. Embrace it. Don't look back. But if you're like, I don't have money to buy additional strollers down the line,
word,
then we need to have another conversation.
Yep.
It's so not that's a, it's what not I'm going to say.
Well, I say in our twin stroller guide, like, these are expensive pieces of equipment, you know?
Holy crap.
You're talking about chassis that ultimately hold like 100 pounds of weight.
Yeah.
Totally different ball.
And that's baby. That's just baby.
Yeah.
That's not even your diaper bag. That's not even the stuff in the bottom of the basket.
Right.
You have chassis that hold 100 pounds of baby. You have chassis that hold 150.
Oh,
if
sure.
You look at the entourage, that's 150. That's
so
cuckoo.
I get people who are like, oh my God, it's $399 for a double stroller. It's so expensive. First of all, it's not for a double stroller. And second of all, well, like, I mean, it's like you're buying a pickup truck. You're buying a big thing. So they are expensive, and it's not something you want to screw it up. You don't want to get it wrong and then have to sell it on Craigslist and then have to buy another one at full price, because you're going to waste a lot of money that way.
Amen. And if you're looking to save some money, the best way to do it is don't buy new in the first place.
True. Yeah, you can buy a lot of good. Yep. Indeed.
Yeah. The local twin clubs, just like you stalked your mom groups, the twin groups around the country are so fantastic for like consignment sales.
Oh,
for swaps and stuff like that. So if you're like, I don't really know this whole conversation.
It's a great thing. This is the singleton moms too. They register for this fancy, like the most fancy stroller without knowing anything about what their needs are when they're still pregnant. So they get like the Upper Baby Vista, right?
Mm-hmm.
And someone has spent like $800 on the stroller.
At least that's a single. That's eight for a single.
Exactly. And then they're like, oh, you know what? This is too heavy. I don't want it. I want just a, something lighter. And I'm like, oh my God, if you had just read my stroller review, you would have known that.
I said, Julie and I were talking the other day. We did our very first episode of the podcast was all about like mistakes that new parents make. Yeah. And one of the mistakes that we always say is sticking with the wrong stroller. Like right. if you bought it and you're like, this totally sucks. This isn't working for me. I can't put it in the trunk. It's not working for the kids. Don't just like keep taking one for the team, because the longer you wait, you're never going to get that resale. But if you're like, okay, I made a mistake and it's still fairly new and you know, the seats aren't held together by Gorilla Tape yet. Like we're exactly. still, we're still
not, like,
okay.
Fungus.
Yeah. There's not Cheerio dust embedded in everything.
Oh, that's
then go.
Yeah.
You got it just throw in the towel and you know, get your next stroller. But going back to the whole tandem thing, I really love the Options Elite. I really do. Because you could use it as a travel system. No, it's not. Options Elite is a full-time frame that you could never convert it to a single. It is a tandem stroller.
Okay.
You can never do it. It's an aluminum frame, I think. I'm pretty sure it's an aluminum frame. It's very light. And the other thing I love is that freaking basket with the zippers on the sides.
Yes.
It rocks my world.
It is very
I love
cool.
that stupid stroller. Yes.
While we're talking about the options, I want to talk about their newest one, a new little
The Curve,
which I think is very cool.
You got to see it. I didn't get to see it.
Yeah. So the Curve, they've taken the Options Elite. So this is also great for people who need like ultimate maneuverability. This thing can turn like in place. Like you can literally twist it around in a circle and it will just turn, because they have this middle set of wheels where all the weight that bear all the weight. I mean, it's like physics magic what they've done with this thing. It's a little bit more clunky because it's got this extra set of wheels, this pivoting set of wheels, but it's pretty cool. So I would say if you're checking out the Contours options, check out the Curve as well, because it's an interesting little
I believe it's
variation.
The only tandem stroller that has three sets of wheels right now.
It is.
Could you think? Yeah, I didn't think. But it looked a little narrow to me. I have to be honest with you. I have it. I played with it when it was still – you know, not
prototype.
Ready to be. Yeah, that was the word I was looking for.
And it's fine. You know how the shows, how they do the little obstacle course with it?
Yes.
Yes. And we get to do the little obstacle course. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's so maneuverable.
Yeah, it looks pretty crazy.
It was very cool.
I can't wait to get my paws on it. But for now, I still feel very comfortable with the options and the Options Elite.
Yes.
And it's financially, Meg, like what solid choices.
Yeah. No, it's a good economy pick. I like
it. I had a few, I'm going to be honest. We kept trading them out because I would never buy them new. I would get them secondhand from like Craigslist or whatever.
Good.
Because, and I always say that I was the Goldilocks of strollers.
You're like, it's a little bit too.
Like, this one's too light. This one's too heavy. This one's basket's too small. This
right.
one doesn't have enough leg room. This
right.
one's like handlebars too wide.
Well, you know,
there was always something.
That point goes to show that there is no perfect stroller. Like,
no,
you're,
totally
like
not.
If you want the big wheels, it's going to be heavier. So everyone's
yes.
like, oh, what's a really lightweight, all-terrain stroller that's going to have lots of space for my kids, but will fold up tiny and fit in my trunk? And I'm like, I can't help you.
There is
sacrifice something.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. And you just keep trying until you get it right. But hopefully, between Lucy's List and Twiniversity, we could help people make a little better of a decision. So the side-by-side.
Oh, did you have a favorite that you landed on?
I ended up with the Valco, and at the time, remember, this is, I think, 432 years ago when I had my kids.
It was 589 BC.
It was, I mean, I'm pretty sure we were making our own houses out of clay. So, yeah, I had the Valco twin tri-mode, and it was one of the only ones that was available. And
oh, the
why
tri-mode.
I
guess
which is still out.
Okay, so wait, just real quick, the thing about Valco Baby, which you and I both love, this company, they are a bit elusive. I would say I get emails all the time, where can I buy the stroller? And I'm like, oh geez, I don't, because they're very blasé. Well, we don't have any available right now, mm-hmm. and we're not making them this year, and it's just
it's interesting.
Yeah, they're not so good with inventory control. So
they're pretty big here in New York, I would say. And they're not so difficult to find here.
Well, my source is in New York. It's Albie Baby.
Albie. I was going to say
which
probably
is the
Albie's
only,
got everything.
Like outlet that I know that reliably has them. Yeah. And if Albie doesn't have them, then I can't help because it's like, then that's my go-to.
Yeah, they're tough, but I ended up buying mine secondhand from a mom who had one plus one, bought this stroller, and that was like, it's too big. Mm-hmm. So I paid $300 for it.
Nice.
And I remember, yeah, it was great. And Meg, there was still packing material on it.
Oh.
She never really even used it. It still had like the little like foam pieces on the tires.
Nice.
Where like the tires meet the stroller. And I'm like, wow, I'm totally benefiting from the Real Housewives.
From some rich guy who's like, hey, yeah, honey. Oh, I don't like
it. I'm going to buy this $800 stroller. So yeah, I bought mine secondhand. And then what I realized the hard way, but a positive thing, was that those air tires, because the Valco Twin Tri-Mode has air tires, mm-hmm. like real air tires,
yep.
not forever air tires.
They go flat. I hate.
Yes. I can't stand when people are like, oh, they're forever air. There's no such thing.
No.
Forever air is a foam fill tire. Like, who are you trying to trick here?
But don't you Valco, agree that that's a convenience that's nice to have?
What, the forever air?
I had an Indy. What did I have? A Bumble Ride Indy Twin?
And that's real air.
Don't get me wrong. I love the air tire. I love the air filled tire. It rides like no other. But I hate pumping that thing up every 2 weeks. Let me tell you. It annoys me.
Well, I think maybe you might have a different issue because of the temperature over by you.
Oh.
I feel like I never had to pump my Valco ever.
Really?
Where do you? Ever? The only time that I would go and I would like change it, I would go to a bike shop. Now remember, I have fraternal twins. And my baby A was born heavier than my baby B, but my baby B like blew past her
mm-hmm.
and was just getting bigger like an average kid. And my daughter had some feeding issues and other stuff, so she was always smaller. So they had a huge, enormous size discordance.
Oh,
and
that
the
word?
Only time that is totally a word. The only time that I would ever have to play with the tires is when I would go adjust the pressure. So that I could always veer straight because you're always going to veer towards the side of the heavy baby.
Right.
But if you adjust the tire pressure, you're going to always be able to push that stroller straight. That was the only time. I'm going to say I used that stroller for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And in 4 years, I don't think I adjusted the tires.
Oh, you
more
are kidding
four
me.
Times. I swear to you. And I popped it once in the Apple store. So I had to go. I rolled over a thumbtack in the
yeah.
Apple store. And then I had to go get a new tire. It cost me $13
yeah.
to change out the tire. And the dude did it in like 4 seconds.
Well, I wasn't changing it. I was just...
I'm sorry. How often were you changing?
Reinflating it. Once every couple of months. But I'm telling you, you're like on your way. You're going, you're late, you're somewhere. And you realize that yeah. like, oh, why is this thing riding so badly? It's because the tires are like, you know, totally low.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to go find the pump. And it's just one of those things. I don't know. So it's nice to have the option of having the forever air tire, not to have to.
But the Bumble Ride,
we're getting
has,
really nitpicky here, by the way.
Well, because
so
we're super geeky.
Yeah,
like, hey, right. So here I'm going to go. I'll see your air issue.
And
I'll raise you that a Bumble Ride has a whole sleeve with the tire pump like sewn into it.
They do.
Like it's in there.
That's true.
So you never have to worry about it. So if you notice
so
at the park, you're like, ah, this is sucky.
So
you
let's
could just
talk
fix
about
it.
Bumble Ride, because talk about a stroller that's made for twins.
Hello, how are you?
I believe that's one of the only ones. Well, there's the Valco Baby Neo Twin, which is
okay.
their newish side-by-side kind of.
That we may or may not be able to find.
Quasi. I know. For right now, I think you can find it. It's got a small tire. It's kind of like what I call like a compact all-terrain.
Yes.
And the Indy Twin is kind of in that compact all terrain as well, but that's a stroller made for twins. I feel the Indy Twin.
Yes. Yes. And
it's
then
beautiful.
I love me some Bumble Ride. I do wish that when I folded it, my stuff doesn't fall out.
Your what?
That's my, when you fold the Bumble Ride,
mm-hmm.
You can't really leave too much stuff in your basket.
Oh, true.
Otherwise
yeah.
it comes out.
Right.
That's my biggest gripe.
Right.
But if you're like, I want to have the bassinets, Bumble Ride's got it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to use it, you know, as a travel system. You could put the Maxi Cozy seats
the
on
two,
it. I wouldn't
stadium,
recommend it, by the way.
The state,
yeah.
I know, it's a little big.
It's
and
a little too wonky.
Unwieldy, I would say.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan. But if you like, you know, if you're like, I got to have it.
But listen, what if you live in the sticks and you have a gravel driveway and you really need an all-terrain a true air-filled tire stroller.
Yes.
And you want to use the car seats. That's one of your only options, I think.
And also, while Bob definitely corners the market on jogging, Bumble, you could totally jog with your Bumble Ride. It has the lockable front wheels. It's got the strap on the handle that you could put around your wrist. I mean, we have joggers here.
You could.
That use that on the regular.
Uh-huh. Interesting. I would not recommend it, but
no. Yes. But if you had it, if you're like, I'm going to go for a stroll or I'm going to go for like a brisk walk,
you could. Yeah,
you're fine.
Totally. Yeah, I wouldn't you're be.
I don't know if I'm taking it into a marathon with me.
True. But yeah, that's a good point.
Going.
It's a very versatile stroller. I love. Yes. And they're such a good company, and they're eco friendly. And
but now there's one other thing that I have to talk about, and then this is going to be our last thought of the day before reality hits. Let's just talk about the donkey for a second.
Oh, let's. Yes.
Okay. So how do you feel about the donks?
Okay. So let me back up and say I've had some criticism for being too hard on Bugaboo because, as you might know, I hate it when companies give all their stuff to celebrities and are like, oh, look at us. We're the It Stroller.
Yes.
I just think that is that
they created artificial buzz.
Yeah.
With promotional dollars given to celebrities.
I think it's dumb. I get that some people are into that and they follow people and they want to know all about the personal lives of celebrities. And that's fine. That's fine. But that is not a reason to buy a stroller.
No.
Okay. So let me.
So with that being said,
back off that a little bit. Bugaboo makes a quality product. I mean, they do. Is it worth the price? I'm not blown away by any of the Bugaboo strollers. Are they? Yeah, they're aight. But like, they're not blowing me away with like how well engineered they are or anything like that. So I come into Bugaboo very meh. Yeah, it's okay. You know, the donkey's cool because you get the double rear facing, which is really hard to find. So just
you get that in the Stroll-Air though, Meg.
But the Stroll-Air is a piece of junk, you know.
But you, why are you making your face?
Oh, just go read the reviews.
We're throwing it out there.
It doesn't last, I don't think, in my opinion.
But it does have. Why, you think the donkey lasts?
Yeah, I do think the donkey would last, yeah.
You think the donkey's making it the distance. You just hate that they are creating
artificial buzz. I just hate their
marketing.
Yeah.
So it's really that. Yeah. So the stroller is okay. You just hate the people around it. You hate the people around it.
And by the way, they're very nice people at Bugaboo.
Yes, they are very nice people.
I just
people,
think
but
they expect, I don't know, I just.
Okay, now do you know this story? I have a story, as I always do.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, when the donkey was first launched, it was launched at an ABC show in Vegas. Okay, this predates our relationship.
Back when they actually used to attend ABC?
Yes, back when they used to attend ABC, and it was like a big to-do.
Yes.
And I was still kind of like, you know, new to the biz. And I personally had super Bugaboo envy as a twin mom.
And as a New
because
Yorker.
I would see, yeah, and as because they're everywhere.
Let's
and
be
I'd
honest.
Be like, I want to be cool too.
Right.
Oh, so, like, yeah.
Right.
So then when they came out with the donkey, I'm like, you know what? We're going to cover this officially. I'm going to get my little journalist notebook and I'm going to make notes and I'm going to make an appointment with an engineer.
And they're going to give me a free sample.
No, I didn't even want it. I didn't even want it. My kids were already too big for the stroller. I was just so excited because just like Twiniversity was created for the me's of now.
Right.
Like I created this for the new version of me,
right.
Not for the literal version of me.
Right.
So I'm going to go and I'm going to get all the information on this stroller. It's going to be the best. Everybody's going to be excited. So I have this meeting and I meet with the dude who engineered the stroller. And I was like, oh my God, I was like super fangirling out.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much for making a twin stroller. This is so exciting. And he's like, I swear to you, Meg, the dude said, no, no, this isn't a twin stroller.
Oh God.
This is a mono duo mono stroller.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Mono,
that
duo,
is what,
mono?
It's a mono duo mono. He's like, but he didn't even say like, he said, no, no. I can remember this. I can't remember.
He could have just gone
literally
with it
if
too.
I had breakfast. All I know. Yeah. And then I wanted to be like, Holmes, did you even look at my card? Like, if you just saw the word Twiniversity, like, just play to the field, right? Just like, tell me what I want to hear.
Right.
But it wasn't marketing. It was engineering
right.
that I was speaking
oh,
with.
Oh, right.
So they don't care.
Lens
that- yeah. He was like super offended that like twins are like beneath him. And like,
well,
what are we going to use? I mean, it was not only was it just like offensive to my community.
Yeah.
But it was also, I also had a giant problem because we had like engineered like dads that would come to class and then would buy the stroller. And then he would be like, but you understand if it has to lock at the top handle, the back wheels and the front wheels, that's three places that it's not as structurally sound. So those three places that it could break. And if it breaks, what am I going to do? So you just paid $2,000 for a stroller that if it literally gets a loose screw, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know, the return process of that is like redonkulous.
I don't
even. Ba-doom-ba.
Yeah.
Thank you. Pun intended. Yep. There's so many aspects of, you know, new parenthood that are so out of our control. The one thing we can't control is the stuff.
Yep.
The purchasing selection that we make, which is why Lucy's List is so popular, because people are like, okay, I can't help this gestational diabetes, but
right.
I can say I'm going to have a say over what mattress my baby's going to sleep
on. Yeah. So very true.
With that being said, I know that double strollers are a really big option, and we threw a lot of information out. And you could always go to Lucy's List to see the product recommendations and why, like we talked about a few, there are so many more. So between Twiniversity and Lucy's List, you'll have the most current lists.
Yes.
Because what we're talking about today, the issues that we have with a tandem stroller or an inline are going to be the same exact issues we're going to have in 35 years from now.
For sure.
So we might as well have given you kind of the basics, the big double stroller debate that we loved. But the moral of the story is, truthfully, we agree on most.
Yeah, we agree on the big points.
Yeah, as a gear professional and as a twin gear professional, we're on the same exact page.
Well, and also, I mean, we have very different our environment is very different. You live in a very urban, yes, cold environment. I now live in a, like, yeah, it's quasi-urban, but it's warmer. And yeah, I mean, I do drive. You probably don't even own a car. Am I right? Do you own a car?
No, we have a car.
You do have a car.
But I don't know. Yeah, we do. And I think it would fit most strollers at this point.
Am I correct in guessing you don't drive around often?
No, okay. I don't. I don't drive around too often.
So I think that people's lifestyles can, and that's what should dictate your final purchase, is your lifestyle.
Yes. Yes. And in Twiniversity class, we have a big double stroller discussion. And we often find out, like, in, if you take an online Twiniversity class, one of the first things we do is I evaluate where you live.
Mm-hmm.
And I see if it's urban versus suburban versus totally rural. And then when we have our conversation, whether it's in, you know, in Chicago, it's a little bit clearer. In New York, it's clearer. But our online classes, mm-hmm, it's like, okay, let's talk, you know, to our Phoenix parents. Let's talk to our,
right,
Tulsa parents. Let's talk to our Charlotte parents. And that way we could help you make better choices.
Yep.
So there's a big debate, but of course you could check out Meg and all her truthfully, and not just because I do love her, because I really do love you, but you really have great content. And you know why I love you? It's because I respect you. It goes hand in hand. And I value the information that you put out on a regular basis. And you also don't treat us, i.e. twin parents, like lepers. You're like, you know what? We see you. We acknowledge you. Here's how we're going to help make your life better too.
Well, so I honestly, thank you very, very much. You know, the love goes right back to you. And, you know, you have such an important job. I mean, I can't imagine trying to get someone through. It's hard enough trying to get someone through a singleton pregnancy and delivery and postpartum. The multiplying that by two is a tough job. So you do that so well.
Somebody's got to do it.
You know.
It might as well be me. You know, always remember, we're here for you. So Meg's is just at Lucy's List. And Meg, if we wanted to email you the weight of our children so you can make a product recommendation.
Only
what
for
would
your
we just
people.
Send? Would it just be, what's your like general email box?
It would be admin at lucyslist.com. And Lucy's List is spelled with an I-E. So L-U-C-I-E.
Well, good. Now we're going to send you
all kinds of emails.
Random questions.
I will try to get to them. I really will try.
I know you will. Well, I love you, Meg.
Love
I will
you too,
see
honey.
You online.
Okay.
Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
I'll see you later,
Have
Meg.
Have a great day.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed the great double stroller debate. I am sure that this will not be the only show where we're covering double strollers. But today I was so happy that we had Meg join us, who ultimately really is one of my favorite work besties. I have the utmost respect for her, and her recommendations are just really, really on point. So don't forget to go check her out over at lucyslist.com. And like we mentioned in the show, we do have Twiniversity classes where we specifically talk about double strollers at length. For more information on that, just go to twiniversity.com/classes. As always, you know where to find us on social, on our website, on the show, on really everywhere. We're everywhere, guys, just at twiniversity.com. So have the best day ever, and see you later, alligators.